Michael Jordan, Sergio Ewing, LeBron James, Ermal Cucho, all greats of the game who wore number 23. And in their honor, today, episode number 23 of the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast is going to be a great one. What do you think, Javi?
Well, hello, everybody. Well, if I have to pick one of the number 23s that you chose, of course, I'm going to pick Ermal Cucho. Very underrated player. Lots of things to talk about. Unfortunately, Vasiliki cannot be with us this week, but we got this, man. Let's do it. I got under 100 points last week. I think for the first time in many weeks. And I really need... right now, we are with three trades per round until the end of the regular season. It's the longest stretch we are with three trades per round. So... I'm struggling right now, and I don't know how to fix it. But of course, I'm going to use all four trades to try to make it better.
So just to comfort you, I think last week was a tough week for a lot of people. There were some injuries. A lot of people had Joel Bulumbo, who got hurt. A lot of people like Kendrick Nunn, who did not put up big numbers. And it was a Friday night game, so there's no chance to make up for that. So the numbers were not as high across the board. In fact, I don't even know if the winner of our private league had 200 points last week.
Yeah, he held a little bit under 188. His name is David. David, congratulations to him. One of the lowest scores to win ever in a private league, probably the lowest.
Probably. So yeah, it was a low scoring week all around. So you don't have to feel too bad about your low number. Although I did considerably better, although not as good as David.
We have a lot to discuss. I think there are two main issues to talk about in this before this round 30. First is that we have a Tuesday game. And I think it's very important to have a turn one player, just in case. It gives you, let's say, a little bit of security when it comes to, if you have three stars, one per round, it's very difficult that one of them doesn't play well.
I didn't look at it that way. I would have loved to be able to balance out my team, but I'm not feeling it right now with too many players from Paris and Milan, not at their current prices. But I understand what you're saying, and in theory, I do appreciate that. Those are just two teams that I have not been heavy on for a while.
And I'm the other way around. I'm struggling, and I need security, and I need one good player per round. I'm going for Shabon Shields. He had a PR of 29 in the game, last game they played in Milan against Paris. He's in a good groove right now. The team is in a good groove. I mean, they're 16 and 13 and looking good. And the other thing that I want to talk about, it's centers. And you know that it's an issue right now because a lot of people got injured.
So it's a double issue because not only are several people injured, but others that are not, that we don't know about, like Daniel Theis, who's probably a game time decision this week. Well, game time all of a sudden got a lot earlier because for the Early Fantasy Challenge, you have to make that decision already on Tuesday afternoon. So that's, in his case, 2 days earlier than you might have otherwise. And it's a big risk.
Bulumbo is also injured. Petrushev cannot play this week. Zvezda is without centers. They play Olympiakos in Piraeus. So probably Milutinov or Mustafa Fall are good choices. But my pick of center for the week is Johannes Wuttmann of FC Bayern Munich. I checked and he had a really solid, I had double-digit PAR in the last six games. Consistency is what you want in the center. Wuttmann is playing really well and rebounding well, hitting threes, going to the line. So yeah, without Devin Booker, I think Wuttmann and even Elias Harris, if you're looking for a cheap option at center, this could be two good choices.
If you're looking for some cheap options, one who's a possibility, this is risky because of the situation with Daniel Theis, but Mam Jaite, he had a double-double in 16 minutes against Maccabi last week. He had a 30 PIR in the French Cup semifinals on Sunday in just 20 minutes. So he's been putting up some very nice numbers, and he costs 7.1. And if you want to go even cheaper, there's former Euro Cup rising star Khalifa Diop at 5.1 credit. He had a 17 PIR last week against Alba Berlin, 11 against Real Madrid in the ACB over the weekend, which is essentially a EuroLeague game. So at 5.1 credits, there's a player with not a ton of risk. There's a lot of other center options, and I don't have either of those two cheap options on my team, but there are two guys who I think are worth considering.
There are two teams that are eliminated that they play each other this week. Maccabi plays against Tel Aviv against Virtus Segafredo Bologna. Well, Maccabi's in a three-game winning streak. What can you tell us about Maccabi and how are they feeling right now?
Like all teams at this point, they have to find the balance. You want to build for next year. You want to keep the momentum. They want to be able to win the Israeli League. So they don't want to keep losing and finish out the season limping. Once you're eliminated, you don't want to see your players get overworked or hurt in the EuroLeague game. So They've got to find that balance.
They lost Jaciel Rivero. They're playing their usual, let's say, rotation in EuroLeague games. And there are a couple of names that are standing out. I like Romer Sorkin. I know you're a fan of Sorkin.
I said this early in the season. When one big man is out, whether it's Hord or Rivero, bring in Sorkin. You should always have him in your team because when he gets more minutes, he produces. And he's been doing that. And yeah, he's a player I like a lot this week. You know, when looking for centers, one of the first things I did was to see Trevion Williams, who's been playing outstanding also. He had a double-double in last week's win in the EuroLeague, and he had 16 rebounds and you know, a bunch of points also in the Israeli League. And I thought, wow, there's a center option. He's not even that expensive, 10.6, except in the game he's listed as a forward. So he doesn't really help your, you know, the need to get a center, even though he's the only center Maccabi really has right now.
I like Levi Randolph. He had a PR of 20 against Virtus earlier this season. It's also an option, right?
He's certainly an option. He's been playing outstanding. I think I mentioned him on the podcast maybe 2 weeks ago as somebody who we should all consider. But when all the guards are healthy, which they appear to be now, when you have Yoko Baitis, when you have Tamir Blatt, when you have Jimmy Clark, and he's going to play, Randolph's going to play exclusively at the three, then, you know, there's also Shayok, there's other guys, and I don't know if he'll get the minutes. And going back to what I said earlier, the minutes are really the currency that you need. So even though he may perform outstanding in those minutes, if he's going to be limited to 22 minutes or so, then I wonder if that's the price you want to pay. I don't like to spend money or spend credits on a player who's not going to see over 20 minutes, unless he's really, you know, end of the bench type guy.
I'm wondering about the Brandon Davis had a really good game. And it looks like he's over Tyreek Jones in the rotation right now. Is Brandon Davis in good enough shape to consider or him over Votman or Fall or Milutinov? What do you think?
I think the problem is for me that they have Tyreek Jones. Even if he's been playing more than him recently, it could change instantly. And the matchups with the FS are tricky because they've got Oturu and they've got Poirier. So who knows how it matches up? And you know, for me, it makes me nervous. That's something I'd stay away from. There's also David McCormick, who's a guy who I've moved away from recently because he has not played more than 20 minutes since round 23. But if he gets more minutes, he's a guy who I like a lot. But 10.1 credits, do you want to pay it? Yantunin of Paris, 7.9 credits. That's a turn one game.
Yeah, could be. Could be a choice. You know, I like to play with centers in different turns. So, yeah, Yantunin could be the guy.
So, Javi, let's go age before beauty. Why don't you tell us about your picks this week?
Well, like I said, I need to change my coach. Saras plays against Monaco, but a very beautiful game between Sadunas Jasikevicius and Vasilis Panoulis, who won the EuroLeague together with Panathinaikos in 2009. And now they are successful coaches. That's going to be one of the highlights of the week. But I traded Saras for Coach Batsokas. I had to trade Volomboy because he's injured, and I signed Mustafa Fall. Obvious reasons. I think one of the two centers is going to play really well. Either Milutinov or Fall are going to have a big game. Since Fall starts, I'm going to go for Fall. I traded Jordan Lloyd, who had zero last week. I don't think he's going to play really bad, but I made room for another player. I got Sergio Llull, by the way, number 23, episode 23. He had a really good game in the Spanish league. I think he's going to be all right.
Respect for 23.
Respect for 23. And I trade Justin Bean, who hasn't been playing lately. And I, with all the money that I saved here and there, I got Sharon Shields, who's going to start. He's going to be my turn one player. And I really expect a really good game for him. He's like one of my main pillars this week. So that's my choice. What do you have?
So my moves were centered on the fact that I had to get rid of two centers because I had Bolomboy and Daniel Theis. So two centers out, had to bring two centers in. And then I really wanted to bring in a certain forward. So I got rid of Melvin Oyinka, who I like, but I needed to make the move. And then the last one that fit into the pieces to get rid of was Matt Strazel. My new guys are like you. I got Voigtman and Mustafa Fall. I wanted Sorkin, so I brought him in. And then the remaining move is Iggy Brasdeikis, who was a turn three player, not too expensive, 7.7 credits. There's a possibility if I do well in turn two that I don't play him, But Brazdeikis has got five straight games of 20 plus minutes. He's got 16 points in three of them. So I figured it's a good gamble. And I, like I said, if I'm lucky, I don't have to use him. But if I'm stuck, if a bunch of guys, you know, give me poor performances on Thursday, then I've got a wild card that I can use on Friday.
Nice. I don't have this wild card on Friday. Talking about my team, I have one turn one player, which is Shawn Shields, and one turn three player, which is your boy David McCormack. I'm sure you're happy that I kept him, unlike you, who are you betrayed him and traded him right away, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. So he's my boy now, not your boy.
He's still my guy. He's absolutely my guy. But if the coach is giving him less minutes, and it was the previous coach, and now all of a sudden new coach, what can you do, right? I mean, Bolomboy and Daniel Tice are not my guys because I dropped them because they're hurt. Well, if I drop someone else because the coach has decided he's playing fewer minutes, you know, I'm a Theo guy, right? I love Theo Maledon, but he's been hurt. I'm not going to have him on my team.
Yeah, that makes sense. So everything else is in turn two, and I'm going to have a big problem, like, I wish I have the problem, especially Shawn Shields played well. I'm going to have to choose who I put in as a starter and who I keep on the bench. I have two good shooters in Marcus Howard and Carson Edwards. I have the two centers, Fola McCormack, and I have three really good forwards, which are Vladimir Lucic, of course, Bezenkov, and Alpha Diallo. So that's seven players, only six start. If Shawn Shields play well, that's five. I have to keep two of them on the bench. Wait for everybody to play well. And if not, I only have McCormack to save me. So it's a little bit of a risk. But like I said, I'm in kind of a desperate situation. And that's my gamble this week.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I try to avoid those situations, but sometimes you're limited when moves are forced upon you because of injuries, and of course we're limited within our salary cap, within our budget. So yeah. Do that. I have six guys on turn two. So that gives me a little bit more flexibility, assuming that my one guy on turn one is Yakubu Ohtara. He's my four credit guy. I don't think that I'll end up keeping him, but you never know. Maybe get lucky and he puts in a big number, then I'll have to figure it out. But for turn two, I've got both of my centers, and I actually like that when I can get both of my centers early on. I play, you know, two center lineup, and then I can change it for Friday and put one of them to the bench. So I've got Voigtman and Fowl at center. My turn two lineup also has Vezenkov, Roman Sorkin, and Lucic. And I've got Marcus Howard. So I've got all those guys for turn two, assuming that, you know, Ohtara goes to the bench. And then I have for turn three, Kendrick Nunn, because it's not that he plays out, but it's that he plays at home. And we all know the best Nunn is the home Nunn. I've got Wancho, and I've got Brazdeikis. So I have three players for turn three to come clean up any messes that there are. And I actually like my turn two lineup. So I hope I'm just going to be picking from the weakest of those players. And maybe I'm lucky and the weakest of those players is putting up big numbers and puts me in a, you know, gives me a headache. But that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, the EuroLeague is bringing the salary cap. We have it for 21 years. So fantasy challenge. I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is. Okay, let's talk about captains. Can you go first, please?
So I only have one guy on turn one. I guess I'll put Ohtara as the captain for turn one, just because that's what you could do mathematically. But I've got Vez Reprez on turn two as my captain. And if he gets less than a 25, then I go to Nunn. But the risk with Nunn is that, what if they blow out Alba? And then is he going to put up big numbers? Although there is the famous story of you, me, and friend of the podcast, John Cherna.
I know where you're going.
Right? It was against Alba last year at home. And in the end, you guys convinced me to put Nigel Hayes-Davis on my bench because we thought it would be a blowout. He wouldn't play a lot of minutes. And he scored 40 points. 50 points, sorry. That's a big difference. Scored 50 points. So, yeah, I mean, I'll play none no matter what. But the question is, at what point is there some risk there. At what point is, you know, what does Vezenkov have to get for me not to keep him as the captain? But none is my turn three captain if I will need one.
You forget something about that story that I also had Nigel Hayes-Davis. If I had put in as a captain, I would have been first in overall in the world that round. So I was fourth.
That was your poetic punishment because you convinced me to keep him on the bench. So you didn't have as the captain.
Yeah. Anyway, what can we do? It is. I hope you're in a situation. And I mean, why not? Like, if everybody's going to have Bezenkov, let's say 30, 32, maybe we should try and gamble and go for Kendrick Nunn as a captain. And then if he gets more, you'll be, well, ahead of everybody else.
I'm not that much of a risk taker. If Vazenkov gets 30, he's staying no matter what. There's no way, you know. And then if Nunn gets 50, then we'll have another starter.
Risk it, man. We cannot win. We're part of the organization. We don't get any prizes, so why not? Anyway, my captains. I didn't say that. I'm going with Shabon Shields as my only player in turn one. I also have Vazenkov. Surpress in number two, turn two. And then I have McCormack in turn three, which I don't expect to use, really. But he's there just in case everything goes wrong, but it has to be seriously wrong to even consider putting McCormack as captain.
Yeah, so you'll have to be in a really bad situation for that to happen. I hope for your sake that it does not come down to that.
So yeah, we have to go, but it's very important. We have a Tuesday game, Paris Basketball against CA7 Emporia Money Milano. So trades are going to be closed on Tuesday night. We have a lot more, right, Frankie?
That's right. We got 5 more games on Thursday. You can catch them all on EuroLeague TV, including this week's Rivalry Series game of the week between AS Monaco and Fenerbahce, a game which will have a big impact on the race for the top four and home court advantage in the playoffs. So don't miss it. And aside from that, we have just a few simple requests of you. Share the podcast, tell your friends about the podcast, interact with us on social media, ask us questions. And remember, the podcast, you can catch it on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever podcasts can be downloaded or streamed. And good luck with your fantasy teams. We'll see you next week.